The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Key. If you're looking to manifest a life you don't need a vacation from, then you came to the right place. I quit my 9-to-5 job to stay home with my kids while building a thriving business. Now, as a best-selling author, app creator, and 3x podcaster, I am here to teach you how to do the same. If you want to join my inner tribe, head over to the Manifest It Now app. And now let's dive in to the podcast where I'm going to give you my best manifestation hacks and tips so that you can manifest a life full of abundance, freedom, and fulfillment. Hello, and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith. All right, so do you guys ever come across people on social media that are entrepreneurs and they talk about how they became an entrepreneur to leave their 9-to-5 job and now they're working 24/7? Because I am seeing these viral videos left and right, and I am just left going like, what the hell? What are you doing? What are you doing? And I can guarantee that these people are spending a lot of time and a lot of energy on things that they absolutely should not be spending any time or energy on. And they're doing it simply because they have the belief that work has to be hard, or somebody told them that they have to do it that way, like a marketing expert or something like that. So today's episode, I want to dive into this and talk about manifesting a life of freedom, or as I like to say, manifesting a life you don't need a vacation from, because it is pointless to create an online business if it's going to end up leaving you working your ass off 24/7 and more stressed out than ever. It really defeats the purpose, right? And it doesn't have to be that way. So that's like the biggest message that I want to get across right now, is it does not have to be that way. The only reason why we're seeing it that way for so many people is because they hold the belief that it has to be that way. And it's a very common belief because, I mean, we've talked about this so many times on this podcast, but the schooling system in our society is really set up to teach us that in order to make a lot of money, in order to be successful, you have to work really hard. It has to be stressful. It has to be, you know, this difficult process of blood, sweat, and tears. And the truth is, it doesn't have to be. As soon as you can work through that belief and be around someone, have someone show you another way, be that expander and show you how you can be successful and you can have freedom, it changes everything. And then you realize like all of the silly nonsense things that you spend time on that don't really matter. Kind of like in your 9-to-5 job, think about like in an 8-hour workday, how much of that time you're actually working and producing something. Because there's so much wasted time with like meetings just for the sake of having meetings, checking email, you know, things like that that really aren't driving results. And even when you look at like our brain and what we're capable of, creativity tends to tap out around like 2 to 3 hours. So you could be fully immersed in a project for like 2 to 3 hours, and then you're going to need a break. And so anyhow, I just think that when I see all of these TikToks and Instagram reels about these entrepreneurs that are just like constantly creating more stress and more work for themselves, I just want to shake them and be like, hey, don't do that. Like, let me show you a better way. So I'm going to just really dive into all of that in today's episode. So if your goal in 2024 is to create more freedom, to have more time to do the things that you want to do, whether that's Getting away from a stressful environment, getting away from a boss or a company that is treating you poorly, or getting away from something that just isn't fulfilling and isn't lighting that spark inside of you. Or maybe you just want time to be able to be home and raise your kids, or maybe you want to travel, or, you know, have time to actually like work out during the day and meditate, and I don't know, maybe enjoy life now instead of waiting until retirement, which for our generation, by the way, is probably going to be like in our 70s. So if that is what you're interested in 2024, then let me break down exactly how I did this and how you can do it too. And so can anyone else. Like, this is not rocket science. This is simply looking at someone who has already accomplished this and looking at what they did to get there and then reverse engineering it. And so I want to be that expander for you guys and let you know that this is possible. This is absolutely possible. And the very first step is just believing that it's possible. And we're going to knock that out with this episode right now. So I really got into like my business, like when I decided, okay, I'm actually going to step away from my pharmaceutical job. It was when I was pregnant with my second. So I decided that I was going to leave on maternity leave and then just never go back to work, which is exactly what I did. What I did not anticipate was that I would have Amelia and then get pregnant again during COVID with Aiden. And so having two kids in 2 years, like two under two, for any of you out there who have been through this or know someone who's going through this, it is hard work. I mean, it's the best job in the world. And I am so glad that it worked out that way, even though that's not at all how I planned. But it doesn't give you a lot of free time, right? Especially like I was breastfeeding. My oldest was homeschooling because it was during like the whole COVID thing. And so I had like an infant that was colicky and breastfeeding. And then I had a toddler that just wanted mommy all the time. And that was when I'm like starting my business, like going all in on my business. And then you throw in on top of that, that I got this book deal. I actually had to write two books in like just a few months. And I have these, you know, these two kids. And so needless to say, like I did not have a bunch of free time to really work on my business 24/7. So it's like I couldn't even go there mentally because I knew it wasn't an option. And so looking back, it's like that really was a gift, because had I not had any kids to take care of or not had like that scenario, who knows? Like maybe I would have become one of these people that starts doing all of these activities that, you know, take up all my time. And then next thing you know, I'm working more on my business than I was in my 9-to-5 job. But I didn't have the choice. I had to really get intentional about how I was going to spend my time. So I had my mom that would come and help. And then my husband has like a very great work schedule where he has a lot of days off because he works 12-hour shifts. So between the two of them, I did have a lot of help. And I think first and foremost, anyone out there that's trying to do it all on their own, especially moms, ask for help. And like this is, I don't want to get too sidetracked and like go off in the weeds here, but I was listening to this psychologist on TikTok the other day, and she is like a couples psychologist and she deals with a lot of people that are going through divorce. And she said that the number one reason that she sees in her clinical practice with people getting divorced is that the woman feels like she is just doing everything. And like the husband feels like another kid that she has to take care of. And it's just completely unbalanced, because not only is, you know, he working and she's working, but then she's expected to do all of the different things at home, like the childcare and cleaning and cooking and all that stuff, with no extra help. And so I think that's pretty common in today's society, because I mean, let's face it, we're kind of in a world where you need two incomes to really like live a lifestyle and get by and pay the bills, especially now with inflation. And so I think a lot of people are going through that. But I will say that from my personal experience, I think there's also a lot of women that like suffer in silence and won't ask for help, or they just like assume. And I did this for a long time. I would just assume like, well, he should know, or like, you know, whatever, like they should just know and they should just help. And like, that's not fair. You know, you have to spell it out and say, hey, I need 2 hours to get some stuff done. Can you take the kids? Or call up a friend, you know, if you have some close friends or family around, like, hey, do you think you can come over and help out with the kids for a couple hours? And that was literally what I would tell people when they were like, hey, what should I get, you know, your baby? And instead of being like, oh, like an outfit or this or that, I'd be like, honestly, if you could just like, you know, watch them so that I could get some stuff done, like that would be the best gift in the world. And so you got to ask for it. And then for those of you who know someone right now that has young kids, that is the best gift, I guarantee it, to give them, is just to watch their kids so they can take a shower and like have some time to themselves. So sorry, I know that was like a long-winded thing, but when you're really short on time, number one, like ask for help and accept help. Like you've got to just get over this feeling of like, well, I don't want to inconvenience other people. There are people in your life that want to help you and support you, but literally like don't know what you need unless you tell them. So I hope I'm doing you a favor by just saying like, just let it be known. Tell people what you need. And then, like I said, set an intention. So really like that's number one, is set an intention. So my mom typically, like still to this day, I'll have like maybe a 2-hour window from when she comes, and then I have to pick up my oldest from school. It's usually like a 2 or 3 hour window. And so I have to really get intentional about what I want to accomplish in that 2 to 3 hour window, because I've made the mistake of not setting an intention. And then you want to know what happens? I will sit in front of my computer and I'll think about like everything I need to do, and my mind will run around in circles, and then I end up getting nothing done. And the next thing you know, I'm like folding laundry and doing things that I really could do with the kids instead of doing things I can't do with the kids. So I had to get really like dialed in on like, okay, when someone else is watching the kids and I am alone, that is when I need to, number one, record podcasts, number two, record videos. And then number three, like if I'm doing a Reels or a TikTok or anything that requires it to be quiet and like a little more professional, that's when I'm going to get that done. And then everything else I put off, knowing I could do that when my kids are around. So like editing my podcast, I will do that like while my kids are playing, like and sitting right there, because it doesn't have to be quiet in the background and like, you know, they're occupied with their toys, so I can get some stuff done. But doing video, I've got to do that when they're distracted. Otherwise, as many of you know from like the live calls I've had in the past, they will start like literally climbing on me and like pushing keys on the keyboard, and it's a huge distraction. So kind of like think about those things. And even if you're not a business owner, still like think about what are the things that I need to get done during this window of time when I have some help with the kids. Like maybe you want to, you know, meditate or go to the gym or go grocery shopping alone. Like think about those things and get intentional, because otherwise you end up doing nothing and then you're like, shit, I just wasted that whole, you know, 2 hours or whatever. So that's step one. Get really, really super intentional. Step number two is try to plan out your schedule on times that you're in like that peak energy. So you guys have heard me talk like a gazillion times. I did a whole episode. I'll probably do many other episodes. I think I'm actually going to do like a whole module on this in Digital CEO, but plan it around your cycle. So there are certain times where you will feel more outgoing and more energetic throughout the month. And that is obviously the best time to be like recording video, networking, going to events, like whatever it is in your niche that you want to do. schedule it for those times. For me, I notice that every single day I have like my whole morning routine. And that is something that, oh my gosh, you guys, like I've dreamed of having my own morning routine for years of like when I would not have to go to work and I could just spend like the whole morning having this long, leisurely morning and meditating and working out and journaling. And now I get to do that. And it is so freaking amazing. But before, when I was in my 9-to-5 job, I would wake up at 5 a.m. so that I could still have my morning routine. And then I always notice after my morning routine is when I am like on fire. I am so revved up, energetic. I feel great. The energy is good. So that's like the best time for me to sit down and do a podcast or video or whatever it is that I need to do. I feel very creative. So try to plan your days around that. And I am telling you, I mean, just like I said, there's a 2-to-3-hour window, maybe 3 or 4 times a week when I have childcare. That's when I work. That's it. I mean, outside of that, yes, I might do a little bit of stuff on social media. I'll like sprinkle in some things here or there, but that's pretty much all I'm working is 2 to 3 hours, 3 to 4 times a week. And if I can do it, then that means you can too. But you have to get really intentional and you have to plan it around this time. Now, if you are feeling like you're always feeling fatigued, you have a lot of brain fog, you have a hard time like getting into that state of creative flow, which that's a tricky one because that just sometimes it just happens out of nowhere. And then other times, like you might go months without feeling like you're in that state of creative flow. I hear it all the time for you guys. And so magic mind, you've heard me talk about it like a dozen times now, but magic mind elixir shots. This is great if you are in that phase where you're low energy, you're feeling like kind of foggy, kind of blah, but you have shit you need to get done. Like you have to sit down and get work done. It's a little shot. It's a little elixir. It tastes good. It's not nasty, but it's also not loaded with like sugars and crap to make it taste good. It's just naturally, it has like matcha in it. And it has all of the good ingredients in it to get you in that creative flow state. So you've probably heard of like lion's mane and cordyceps. These types of things are typically found in like mushroom coffee, which is great if you love it. I personally don't. I feel like I can't drink it. I feel like I'm drinking dirt. It's not my thing. So I've been trying and trying to find replacements for that. This is the only thing that I found so far that I actually like, that tastes good, but that also works. So I take this shot, like when my mom comes, I'll say hi to her, I'll take my shot, and then I go straight upstairs, close the door, and then I know I am going to go deep into that creative flow state. I'm gonna feel energetic, I'm gonna feel on fire, and that is when you can get a lot of work done. So I highly, highly, highly recommend trying those if you're having a hard time feeling really inspired and motivated. Maybe you have a hard time focusing, which a lot of us do now thanks to like ADHD and all the things that we're exposed to with, you know, distractions and social media. Magic Mind is a good one to try. And so they're actually now officially a podcast sponsor of the show. And so they have a really good deal for January. So if you're going to try it, I would definitely try it now. So you get 1 month free when you set up a 3-month subscription. So you go to magicmind.com/Jan, LOAT. And I'll link this in the show notes. But again, it's magicmind.com/JANLOAT. And then use my code, which is LOAT20, and that'll get you an extra 20% off. So when you combine those, it gets you 75% off. 75% off. So now is like absolutely the time to try it. I love this product. That is why they are a show sponsor. And I normally don't do show sponsors. So I definitely recommend trying that, especially those of you who are parents and busy and you're entrepreneurs and you need to get things done and you're having a hard time with it. So I'll link all that in the show notes for you. And then obviously, like anything else, like if you are a coffee drinker or a matcha drinker or whatever, like whatever it is that helps you kind of get into that boosted state, do that during this time when you know you have like 2 to 3 hours to get stuff done. Okay. And then step three, and this is super, super, super important, is make sure that you are only working on things that are actually going to drive a profit. Now, this is huge. This is like the biggest mistake that people make. There are so many people that spend the majority of their time, their energy, their focus on social media. And I'm not saying social media is bad and like you shouldn't be on social media, but you should not be spending the majority of your time on social media. Okay, social media growth does not equate to income growth. For some people it does, and if you have a really clear intention, you can make it work, but make sure that the things that you're focused on drive a result in your business. And if you have not yet inventoried like all of the different tasks in your business, do that now. Like get out a notebook and just start writing out every single thing that needs to be done in your business, everything that you work on in your business, write it all down. Like even the smallest thing, like I'm trying to think of an example, like sending out an email or checking email or filling out your expense spreadsheet, like things even that just take a few minutes, write it all down. And then I want you to go, and if you've already got an established business, I want you to look at your analytics and start looking at where is the income coming from? Like what activities are driving people to buy from you? And if it is social media, then yeah, like go for it. Spend time on that. But most of the time it is not. And you've probably heard me say it before. There are three things that I've seen that I get a ton of business from. None of them are social media. Number one is my podcast. This right here, you guys listen to the podcast. You're my loyal followers. I absolutely love you guys. And you typically take advantage of my offers. You reach out to me. You're part of the community. So the podcast is like gonna get special treatment over everything else in my business. Number two is my app. My app, people find me through the app or through like an ad that they saw that leads them to the app. And then the app will then nurture them into long-term paying customers. So number one priority is my podcast. Number two priority is my app. Number three priority is now a little bit different. It used to be solely Pinterest. Now that I know how to properly do Facebook and Instagram ads, I will spend some time on those, like getting them set up, and then they pretty much run on autopilot. But that's it. That's my plan. And that is how I don't have to be on social media all the time. I've got my ads running. I've got my app. I've got my podcast. And that brings in a constant, consistent flow of traffic. So really like finding those activities that are driving the business, and that is what you should spend your time on. And if social media is not, like let's say you're on social media and you're like, well, I'm just waiting to grow more. So I've got to keep like showing up 24/7 because I need to grow more. Again, growth does not mean income growth. Okay, you got to remember, people are going to social media to socialize, to be entertained. They're not going there to find a coach or a product or a service. And honestly, like a lot of times they can be fatigued with that. And then finally, like they're not even seeing your stuff half the time. Like we know, I mean, it's no secret. When Instagram and Facebook change their algorithm, we know like 4 to 6% of the audience sees your stuff. And so it's just not a good spend of your time. So my rule with social media is before I scroll and consume, I have to post. And so I spend at the very most 20 minutes per day. Usually it's more like 5 or 10, but I spend 20 minutes tops. I'll create a reel, I'll do an Instagram story, and that's it. And then I have AI set up to where I only have to post on Instagram and it shoots out to every other platform so that I don't let that consume my time and my freedom. So all of this stuff that I'm talking about here, this is just like a super tiny sliver of what is inside Digital CEO. So Digital CEO, it was created as my app course to teach you in 6 weeks how to create your own app. But the course is like very quickly expanding. And I've added in so many different things just around being an online business owner that it's not even just for apps anymore. Like you could literally never launch an app and still get a ton of value out of this course because I show you all of it. I show you the behind the scenes of my business, how you set up systems, how you utilize the technology that is advancing so quickly. So I use a lot of AI to run my business on autopilot. I use ads. I show you my whole entire ad strategy for both Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. I tell you how much I spend, the budget that you need, very minimum to maximum. I give it all to you and I show you like how to set up a funnel, how to set up your brand pillars. So it's kind of evolved into this like just massive online entrepreneur course. So you get it all and all of this stuff, everything from the main stuff down to the nitty gritty details that have allowed me to leave my day job and know that I don't ever, ever have to go back. And all I have to do is work 2 to 3 hours a day, you know, 3-4 times a week. This is what I show you. Like I give it all to you. I'm not hiding any of it. I put it all there for you. So the doors are open right now. You can still get in for the pre-sale price. Go to thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalceo. It's also linked in the show notes. You can go to the link in my bio on Instagram. But again, it's thelawofattractiontribe.com/digitalceo. The pre-sale price is open. So get in now for that price because the price is going to be going up. And yeah, in 6 weeks, you can have your app up and running in both the Apple and Google stores. Or maybe you don't even want to do that. Maybe you just want to start an online business and you want to see exactly how my business is set up. Then this is the course for you. So I hope that that helps. And I hope that it really allows you to like dial in and know that you do not have to work 24/7. You do not have to drive yourself crazy. You do not have to be on Instagram and TikTok and all these things 24/7 showing your entire life to people. You can really get dialed in on what is driving the business and get it down to where you're just working a few hours a week and spending the rest of the time enjoying your life now instead of waiting for retirement. So I hope that that energizes you. I hope that that has shifted some of these beliefs that you might have had around what it takes to be an entrepreneur and the fact that hard work is not necessary. It is not something that we have to buy into anymore. We can create our own reality. We can manifest a life of freedom. You just have to believe it first. So if anyone has any questions on the program, on anything we talked about today, the best way to reach out to me is on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. I'll answer everything. I'll give you advice, whatever you need. And I really appreciate you guys. I am so glad that I have you listening to my podcast and sticking with me. I mean, this has been going on for what, like 2 years now, maybe 3 years. God, it's been like 3 years. So I really appreciate it. I'm so excited to go into 2024. 2023 was like a crazy year of crazy energy. And I think 2024 is going to be really exciting and a lot of amazing things are going to come forth. So I hope you guys have a great week. Thanks for tuning in and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you guys want more in between these podcast episodes, you can subscribe to my Apple Podcast, Manifested It. You can find that in Apple Podcasts and it has all of my bonus interviews, guided visualizations, subliminals, meditations, all that good stuff. Or you can download the Manifest It Now app where I put everything, all of my interviews, tools, everything I've used to manifest a life I don't need a vacation from. You can find that wherever you get your apps, in Google Play or the Apple App Store. And you can join the Inner Tribe Manifesting Community, which is inside the app as well, if you want to up level with a group of women who are there to support you, cheer you on, give you guidance, and up level your vibe. And if you love this episode, the best thing you can do to support the podcast is share it. Share it with a friend, share it on your Instagram. Make sure to tag me at Law of Attraction Tribe so I can share it back on my story as well. I love connecting with you guys and putting a face to all the listeners out there. So come connect with me over on Instagram and let's start a conversation. Have a great week and I'll see you back here next time.